to have you here on a Friday. So much to talk about, so many things to cover, so many big stories, but I want to give you a cautionary tale. First of all, if you miss anything on the program, go to stevegruber.com. If you want to know about one of the partners we have in bringing the program to you every day, go to stevegruber.com. If you want to find out which columns I put up, like two new columns yesterday for me, one at LifeZet and one at Newsmax, you can go check those out. Hey, at Newsmax, by the way, now that I'm a regular columnist and contributor, they're just click on their deal there, and it'll follow, and so therefore you can get all the columns as they come out. I'm writing it much more prolifically. I've got a book. It's going to come out of me. It's just a matter of time, and I'll get there. But stevegruber.com, Facebook, Twitter, it's all there for you because we want to be interactive and help you have all the assets you possibly can. Now, I'd like to talk about a lot of things this morning, but I found this story. And it's been published a couple of different places. I saw it on LifeZet. And it's a cautionary tale about liberalism and living in a world that's made up of make-believe, which unfortunately I think a lot of people on the left do on a regular basis. They live in a world of make-believe. They live in a world of unicorn and rainbows and jelly beans, frankly. Because they're all idealistic and, well, you know, if we just had open borders, we'd just all get along and we'd hug and we'd love and we'd sing and we'd dance and we'd play flowers and it'd be wonderful. It'd be utopia. You see, they don't bother themselves with things like, well, reality. They don't concern themselves with things like reality. I mean, why would you? It's so troublesome and well, there's so much to deal with when you deal with fact. So here's an idealistic young American couple, Jay Austin, Lauren Gogegan, both 29. Last year, they quit their office jobs in Washington, D.C. to embark on a journey. Austin, a vegan who worked for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and Gogegan, a vegetarian who worked at the Georgetown University Admissions Office, decided they were wasting their lives working. They were just, you know, I'm working every day. I'm paying bills. I don't want to do this. I just want it all to be free, and I want it all to be given to me. And anyhow, so they decided they were wasting their lives working. I've grown tired of spending the best hours of my day in front of a glowing rectangle of coloring the best years of my life in swaths of gray and beige, Austin wrote on his blog before he quit. I've missed too many sunsets while my back was turned, too many thunderstorms went unwatched, too many gentle breezes unnoticed. I get a tear in my eye just reading that. You know, I think a lot of people would just like to win the lottery and not have to work, but the reality is we do have to work, boys and girls, but I'll continue. The couple documented their year-long journey because what they decided to do was to go bicycle across the Middle East and around the world. They said that evil is a make-believe concept that we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans. This is the belief of this idealistic young American couple. And they were on a cycling trip around the world. And why wouldn't they want to cycle anywhere? Because evil is just a make-believe concept, probably made up by Donald Trump, I would guess. The couple documented their year-long journey on Instagram and on a joint blog. As the New York Times put it, they shared their open-heartedness. They wanted to embody and the acts of kindness reciprocated by strangers. You read the papers and you're led to believe the world is a big, scary place, Austin wrote. People, the narrative goes, are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it, he continued. Evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans, holding values and beliefs and perspectives different from our own. By and large, humans are kind, self-interested, evil, sometimes myopic, sometimes, but kind, generous, and wonderful in kind. However, Gogegan's dream trip came to a tragic and gruesome and sudden end when they got to Tajikistan, a weak state with a known terrorist threat that shares a border with Afghanistan, where ISIS and other terrorist groups are, well, frankly, highly active. They were peddling through the country in late July 29th, just a couple of weeks ago when a car rammed them, according to CBS News. Five men jumped out of the car and stabbed the couple to death, along with two other cyclists, one from Switzerland, the other from the Netherlands. 2 days later, ISIS released a video showing the same men sitting in front of the group's black flag. They looked at the camera and vowed to kill disbelievers. That came from the New York Times. Some conservatives, in this article from The Pluralist, some conservatives have framed the tragedy as a cautionary tale about not just the perils of travel, but about naivety in general. I would agree with that. In their telling, an overly generous understanding of human nature is behind much of today's progressive movement, including calls to radically scale back immigration enforcement and policing and support for socialism. Some liberals, for their part, view Austin and Gogegan as simply unfortunate. I would go with the term ignorant. You see, the world is a big, dangerous place, and you have to have situational awareness. When you walk in somewhere, you need to understand where you are. Look around. Have an understanding. Where did I come in? Where is there an exit? That's not being paranoid. That's being prepared. Are Boy Scouts paranoid because their motto is be prepared? Of course not. It's being proactive in your life. And pedaling across the Middle East, la, 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 who would ever want to hurt us? We love flowers and sunsets and bunny rabbits. And then reality sets in. That there are those out there that are truly evil. Whether you like it or not, evil does exist. And just because you pretend that it doesn't make it go away. Just because you believe it doesn't exist, doesn't make it so. Just because you embrace one really naive concept, doesn't make it okay. But it's this naivety that has been embraced by people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Jay Austin and Laura Gogegan that I think puts the rest of us in danger. Because you have protocol, you have protections, you have laws, and these fools would say, no, 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 just open the border, it's fine. No, the border must be closed. Well, nobody's looking, I'll just open the border. Or you have other people that maybe have access to America's secrets. They have security clearance. I'll do the right thing. I'll share this. I'll show them because what they're doing is wrong. You see, it's that do-gooder mentality without common sense attached that can create a lot of problems along the way. And yes, it is naive to believe you could bicycle through the Middle East, through ISIS territory, unscathed, unbothered, unprotected, and unharmed. It didn't work out for Jay Austin or Lauren Gogegan. Their journey ended at the age of 29 because they lived in a fantasy world, frankly. This part of the program brought to you by my friends at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Chris McClatcher has been an IRS expert for 25 years. He's an attorney. He's a CPA. If you have problems with the IRS or the state of Michigan, he can help. If you just want to figure out your taxes, he can help. He's statewide in Michigan. Michigan man doing Michigan taxes and looking out for Michigan residents just like you. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man.
Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the